Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Guilt, we all suffer from it from time to time. I was raised Catholic, so I got my fair share of guilt from a young age.
Spoon-fed to you every morning.
Over the past couple of days, I've discovered that I suffer from something that maybe you also suffer from.
Stage fright?
No. Delivery guilt.
Oh, yeah, I've had this before.
This is where you have someone else bringing you stuff and you feel bad because they're having to do it.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, can I help? And they're like, no, it's my job. It's like, yeah, but I don't like to stand idly
exactly.
by watching people struggle to do things.
If someone delivers a pizza to my door, no issues whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, it's not heavy. It's pizza.
But the minute it involves something slightly heavy, you feel like a lazy piece of crap. You know what I mean? You're just standing around watching them do work, and you're like, what do I do?
One or two people with this delivery?
Well, the first one was I went to pick up our groceries from Woolies and Bega, and they do direct to boot.
Oh, so they come out to you.
So you park in the little parking bay, yeah, you order online, and then there's this guy who came down with, like, just crates of our groceries, and he's loading them into our car, and I'm sort of standing there just watching him. I just felt bad,
But it all checks out, I guess. Here's a tip.
Yeah, he's, like, living these big, heavy bags, and I'm like, do you want me to help? And he's like, no, just pop him in. Oh, okay.
Okay, if I must.
And then we got home, and I got a text message saying that the dishwasher that we'd ordered was on its way. Like, oh my God, they're going to deliver our new dishwasher. And immediately we start looking around. The place is a bit of a shambles post-Christmas. And yeah, we start having a massive tidy up for people that we don't know who are going to spend all of 5 minutes in our home. But still, you know, we don't want to be like Lenny on The Simpsons going like,
please don't tell anyone how I live.
So we have to put on this big show. Make sure everything's neat and tidy for them.
Were you like that spray and wipe commercial with Paula Duncan back in the
day?
Everyone's
right,
running around,
hands in the air.
Everything.
So they came in with the dishwasher. And again, it's two blokes. They had the little trolley jack. Couple of steps up into the front of the house. You always feel guilty over if there's any steps involved. I'm sorry about the stairs. This is just the way the house was built. It was built before I was alive.
I didn't mean to put a ramp in, but I found
and then once they get inside, again, it's that thing of they're doing all the heavy lifting and you're just standing around going like, you're good, doing well, guys. Yeah. Thumbs up, like ScoMo.
At least they had the trolley jack. There'd be nothing worse than they're both carrying it in. You're like, oh, let me just go in the middle to take the weight.
That's it.
Sideways like a crab.
And the other thing was, yesterday it was so hot.
Yes, it was.
And you just always feel bad when they're delivering in that type of weather or it's raining. And then you start talking to them about the weather because you're like, I've got to strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, geez, it's so hot today, guy. I feel for you guys. And they're like, yeah. Or if it was pouring down, like, oh, you must hate this weather.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You become that guy. He's like sipping a cold beer, like, oh, it's hot weather we're having here, isn't it?
Well, that was it. You know, they're obviously sweating a little bit. And I'm like, and then you're like, oh, I've got to offer them refreshments.
Yeah.
Like, would you like some water? I can put bubbles in it. We got a soda stream for Christmas. I can bubble it up for you.
Yeah.
So delivery guilt. Yeah, I've got to find a way to sort of deal with that, get it out of my system. It's like it's probably a good thing that we never had a kid because like, otherwise I'd be trying to deliver the baby and I'd be there with the midwife or doctor going, jeez, it's hot out there today. It's not good weather to be delivering a baby. Can I get you some bubbly water, some fizzy water while you deliver the child?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Back in the 1930s when I was growing up, geez, the moment I'd really shed the most tears is when it was next time on Home and Away. Not because it was something horrible or something bad was going to happen, it was because that was bedtime. As soon as Home and Away finished, that signified time to go to bed.
Same for me.
Another thing my parents used to terrorize me with is they'd always say, time to go to bed, you got a big day tomorrow. And I'm like, what am I doing? They're just like, every day is a big day.
Yeah.
But they'd especially rub salt into the wound when it was like the night before back to school. And they'd really be like, big day tomorrow. And you'd be like, I don't want to go back to school.
You got a big school year ahead. Better get plenty of rest tonight before you get started.
I've spent all the Christmas holidays trying to unlearn and unforget everything I learned in the year before.
I wonder why people, like parents that homeschool their kids do. A big day though, all right? What are you talking about? I'm not going anywhere. It's like I'm going to be here.
I'm dragging you with me. If that's the case. But something that was always painful as well for both parents and also the kids. For the parents, there'd always be a little sly smile on the face and they'd take you to down the street for the local shops to try and get you prepared for the school year.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And you'd always have like a real sour look in your face. They'd be like, "What pencil case do you want?" You'd be like, "No, I don't want to do this. It's reminding me I have to go back to school."
Yeah.
Parents would have that little twinkle in their eye going, "Yeah, I'm getting rid of them soon." But maybe they would be frowning more than the kids after a few little stats have come out, just how much it costs to get a kid back on the park, so to speak, when it comes to going back to school. Turns out it's quite a bit of money these days.
Nationwide, parents will spend around $2.5 billion to get their kids ready for school.
Oh.
General supplies like uniforms, books and stationery will cost $526 for every child, $66 less than last year. But they'll fork out $320 on technology devices, $36 more than 2021.
Yeah,
that's a little bit rough. When I was at school, you'd pay like a $30 pack and you'd get like a calculator that you just turn upside down and write boobs in it. That's about all you'd use it for.
Shell oil. Yeah, my dad used to complain if he'd have to fork out for a packet of Kilometrico pens and like a 48-page exercise book. Nowadays you need a tablet, headphones, all the gear.
I know. We were that poor when I was growing up. I had a loyalty card for the clothing bin. I was there that much. But
makes you wonder though, like poor parents, like they do have to shell out each year for uniforms again.
Yep.
And depending on what sort of growth spurt their kids are going through, they might have to do it midway through the year as well, you know, because they're constantly growing. Why don't, like, schools have their uniforms made out of the same material that those bike shorts are made out of?
Just stretch.
So it's just their whole school, you know, the whole time during school, they just stretch. The uniform stretches with them.
It makes more sense because that's like nearly $1,000 right there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, computer? Hmm. Imagine if I was back in the day, bring your own device. It'd be a massive typewriter in a briefcase sitting on the table with the whiteout trying to work it out. But, yeah, quite a bit of pill for parents to swallow when it comes to back to school. But, yeah, nearly $1,000. That's quite a bit to spend. But still, that's nothing compared to one particular kid in the 1990s. You know, I'm talking about the price physically, mentally, and also financially, trying to get this guy back on the park.
Back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
The ads always say,
did someone say KFC?
I don't care.
But soon, no one in Australia could be asking that question because we are staring down the barrel of a major KFC shortage.
Is this going to be like when they changed the flavour of the shapes and people were selling them online with the original flavour for like five times the amount?
Probably. We'll see some price jacking. I reckon KFC will soon become the new rat kit. Like you'll see it, someone advertising like a Zinger Burger meal on eBay for like $1,000 or something. Because many other companies around Australia, they are dealing with disruptions to their supply chain due to COVID-19. Mm. They put out a statement saying, unfortunately, our supply chain has been disrupted and some of our restaurants will be offering a reduced menu. Mm. We're sorry for any issues this causes our customers. We're doing everything we can to get our suppliers, to help our suppliers get back on track. There have been sort of photos circulating of some stores where they've had like signs up saying no original chicken zingers, fillets or wings because they've sold out and they can't get more in at the moment due to the shortage of, delivery drivers and all that sort of thing.
As long as they've still got the 24 nugs and the popcorn chicken.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm I've lived, you know, on the far south coast for 6 years now, right? And I only recently ticked eating KFC in Littleton Gardens off my Beagle local bingo card. Like, it was the first time I'd done it.
Absolutely.
I always see people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, only recently I did that. So I'm really hoping this doesn't affect things too much. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people enjoy the Dirty Bird.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe if you can't get the chicken, you know, maybe look towards different other avenues?
Or something else. Like, are they talking about certain produce and stock levels going down, so we're looking towards eating crickets that have got, like, some herbs and spices and stuff?
Well, you know, maybe diversify a little. It doesn't have to be chicken. Like, you know, as long as you get enough sweet chili dipping sauce, anything made into a nugget tastes good.
Mm.
I'm thinking around here, there's a certain bird we have a lot of in Bega.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe.
Kentucky Fried Corellas.
I'd go a drumstick.
You don't even have to change the C. What's the C stand for? You have a taste and find out.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.